Hello and welcome back to the TDD, Detani Talk Stuff, the year where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes. We're looking at Beitza 28. The Gemara talks about a ruling where Rav Huna said it is permitted to make a mark in a piece of meat, like that practice of Rabba Bar Rav Huna, who would cut meat into triangular pieces. The notes point out, on sending meat to his house, Rabba Bar Rav Huna would cut each piece into the shape of a triangle. His family knew of this, would use the meat only if it came in this form, as pointed out by Rashi. And the Gemara permits only this type of sign to be cut on Yom Tov. Engraving letters onto the meat, however, would be prohibited, as the notes point out. The point being, making a mark in the piece of meat. We talked yesterday on the daf about using your talents, using your abilities, being an expert in some area. And I would go above and beyond that and further and say, in whatever way you can, you have to make your mark on this world. The Gemara talks about making a mark in the meat, but really you have to make your mark in this world in some way. You have to do something to leave your mark in the world. What are you going to leave after you? What are you going to say was your contribution after 120 years? What was your mark in the world? Sarah was great, amazingly talented person. Sprintza, Scheindel, Rachel, Leah, Yehudas, they did such great things. They were a chesed person. They were a midos person. They were a this person. They were a shidduch person. They were delivering mail for people, delivering food for people. Oh, Moshe, he was the biggest Baal Chesed you've ever met. Any meal, anything needed, he would do. You know what Chaimel did? You know what Yankel did? What is your mark on this world? You have a talent like we talked about yesterday. You use it. Maybe use that talent, use that expert ability to make the mark in the world. I believe very strongly in using my voice for audio and podcasts. I don't know if it helps anyone, but at least the podcast episodes are there from all these seasons. They're in the universe. They're out there. The mark is somewhat there on tiny levels, but at least it's there. You have an idea. You have to go for it and do it. At least your mark can be left there. What can you do? What can you contribute? What can you bring to the world? What can you do to leave your mark? Not just to be an expert in some area, but to use that area to make your mark, your triangle, into the metaphorical meat of the world. Join us next time as we talk Beitza 29 here on the TTD.